This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here on the radio waves. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. The live Saturday edition of the show with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Captain Kickass.
And we may be joined by nobody here in a short bit. I'm not sure. He said
nobody
coming,
may join us.
But he's not here yet. So we'll find out. Open phones, as always. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up here tonight, Captain Kickass, you had a story that I saw the headline of, and I definitely thought we ought to talk about that. And that is that there's a proposal, apparently, to force Netflix to and other media streaming companies to include emergency alert system notices.
Yeah, you know how like your cell phone provider gives you, you know, the amber alerts, yeah, or, you know, that kind of a thing. Yeah.
Or what you hear on the broadcast radio or television where they break in over top
this
of the
is
content.
A test, yeah, of the emergency, right, broadcast system.
It's correct. Correct, that stuff. So, and you got to be careful when you do that, when you imitate the test, because they get mad if it sounds too much like the actual, yeah, test. So we'll get into that when we get the chance. Also, coming up here tonight, we can talk about Tulsi Gabbard. There's some crazy news, of course, out of Venezuela. There's a lot to talk about, but, of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. And our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's
like
eight,
freedom.
Yep, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Or call us on our Discord call-in line rooms. It sounds way better. And if you sound better, you might get to be on longer because, well, you sound better.
Love the audio quality.
Just more pleasant that way. So you can do that over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Captain Kickass here as we jump right into the news. Captain Kickass, you had a story about Bed Bath & Beyond, and he has arrived. Nobody joining us now here in our beautiful studios. Let me turn your mic on a beautiful fall day here in lovely Keene, New Hampshire. Welcome.
We're glad to have nobody here.
Yes.
It's always good to have nobody.
Nobody's happy to be here.
nobody's
been looking forward to this all day.
Well, we were just about to get into the lead story here tonight, which is about black-o-lanterns. Captain Kickass, you've got a story about that.
Yeah, so this is from actually the place where I resided last prior to moving to Keene. Seattle, Washington, Cairo 7 News is the website reporting this, but it's Nyack, New York. Bed Bath & Beyond has pulled some of its jack-o'-lanterns after getting complaints that they resemble blackface, according to one local report. News 12 reported community members in Nyack, New York noticed.
I had to ask you if this was like The Onion or something. I know I thought myself.
Yeah, it's hard to tell
when I read it
anymore.
Like,
oh, the Onion gets a lot more news right than a lot of
true.
The mainstream news media.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, and like sometimes they'll do a thing and then it'll occur because they did it like as satire, but then it actually
becomes
happens.
Real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But so apparently community members noticed that three jack-o'-lanterns outside the offices of Phoenix, Nugent, and McCartney attorneys at law in New York, the pumpkins were painted black and had faces on them drawn in chalk.
Wait, what?
Yeah, 2 days later, the local news station reported the jack-o'-lanterns were removed. So they bought black jack-o'-lanterns at, yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond, and then they used white chalk to draw the, you know, the triangle eyes or whatever, right, you know, and the mouth on it. And like a jack-o'-lantern, I'm assuming.
So wait, hold on. I missed one important part. What was it they bought? They bought it just like a black. Whoa, I'm sorry.
So
maybe I wasn't paying enough attention.
So some folks at this law firm purchased black pumpkins.
Black pumpkins.
Right.
Okay, but
or
like plastic?
I think they might be the plastic ones, so they're calling them jack-o'-lanterns. Right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so they're black. And so instead of, like, you know, if it were an orange pumpkin, you'd use black,
yeah,
ink to draw.
Right, right.
You know,
okay,
they used white chalk.
So you can see it.
To draw the,
yeah,
eyes, you know,
right,
to, of course, to, okay, contrast. Mm-hmm. So at any rate, 2 days later, the local news reported the jack-o'-lanterns were removed.
Bed Bath & Beyond?
From
the attorney's office.
The attorney's office, right.
Ah.
They bought them for their Christmas decoration in the office.
Halloween.
Probably.
Christmas. Yeah, Halloween. Right. Thanks, man.
We're not there yet.
Yeah.
Soon enough, though.
It's all the advertisements that got me jumping ahead. Right? Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, it's almost Halloween, time for Christmas.
That's how it goes. They usually start putting, I worked in retail for a number of years down in Florida at the big Kmart, that they would always start putting Christmas stuff out even before Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's insane.
The rule used to be it went out after Halloween, and then it just started going out before. So it was the lawyers who took them down from their own offices. It wasn't Bed Bath & Beyond who stopped selling the product.
That's what it appears to be so far. I haven't read this entire article prior to broadcast.
I almost never do either. I know, that's funny. The funny thing
you don't
about
want to spoil the surprise.
Well, that's true. And also, you know, I do other things. The funny thing about talk show hosts is they always brag about how I've been here for hours prepping my show. I do hours of show prep for every hour that I'm on the air. I don't know if you've ever heard talk show hosts brag about how prepped up they are. And it's like, yeah, I'd barely even look. I'll look at the title, maybe look at the first paragraph.
Ian isn't preppy.
No, definitely not.
Oh, he's not preppy.
Nope.
That's
sorry.
Funny. Nobody made a funny.
All right, so what else do we need to know here?
So it says, we purchased these jack-o'-lanterns from Bed Bath & Beyond specifically for the purpose of including them in our holiday display. Took them down immediately upon hearing the concerns raised, Mary Marzola, a partner at the law firm, said in a statement.
And this is New York, just to reiterate.
It is. Yeah. We are a community law firm. We work for the local community, and we have championed the cause for many people who suffered improper treatment by others. We will continue to do so.
We wouldn't see, if they'd left them at their original color, they would have claimed they were racist Trump supporters anyway. You can't be putting orange things out.
The NAACP regional director, Wilbur Aldridge, said the issue was with the color of the paint, not the color of the pumpkin. I could care less about the black pumpkins, he told the Journal News. Whenever you take a black pumpkin and put white paint for the eyes and the mouth, that's called blackface. That's the objection. Many black people find blackface offensive. I don't know how people don't realize people are going to be offended by blackface.
Wow.
Well, pretty much whatever you do, people are going to be offended.
Yeah.
I mean, is he reading a little bit too much into a Halloween decoration?
My God, yes. You know? Nobody sane would think that white chalk on a black pumpkin resembles blackface. Blackface is something that was used back in, the 20s or 30s? Or, there were early television productions would have a white person put black makeup on and represent themselves as a black character in whatever the production was. And some people took offense to this, and in a lot of cases, they were very stereotypical representations.
Yeah,
so
I mean, the performances generally were playing up stereotypes.
Right.
They were racist performances, but that doesn't mean that painting anything in the world black suddenly becomes racist.
Right.
No. And so what they're suggesting here is that the white paint somehow represents the white of their eyes that they couldn't quite get the black face onto. That's where the white was on blackface. Because the idea behind blackface is supposed to put it all over your face, right?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Justin Trudeau.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
And like, we still see that in films and TV shows today where, like, an obviously not Native American person plays a Native American character, you know, that kind of a thing.
Oh, and people get offended by that. They get offended if you don't have somebody who's actually that line of descendants playing the character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called acting, because you get to pretend.
But yet it's funny, and it is funny, when, like, Dave Chappelle plays white characters, right? So
Dave Chappelle's hilarious. Oh, yeah, Dave Chappelle is hilarious, with or without white face.
When he does, like, the dorky white guy, kind of voice, and he nails it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's hilarious.
He's definitely one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah.
Top five, for sure.
But here you've got some attorneys. Somebody complained to them, and to support their community, They're getting rid of their pumpkins.
Well, right. Wow. And up until now, you know, we've only heard about the law office, which, you know, apparently people complained about.
Yeah.
But it goes on to say a representative for Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, I want to get to that. Hold on. We'll see what they have to say in just a moment.
For station identification.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, is there anybody out there who actually takes this seriously? Who are these people who are complaining about this? I mean, this is just, it's a surreal, ridiculous story that really is a sign of the times. And this is real stuff here, real news. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here and take control of the airwaves. Toll free. Coming up, will you soon be seeing those annoying government warnings, the EAS alerts, as they're called in the radio business, in the television business, where, you know, they interrupt whatever it is you're watching to inform you that there's a thunderstorm or a tornado or a missing child or, you know, whatever. Are those going to start popping up in the middle of your Netflix viewing experience?
Your Amazon.
So we're going to get into that on the way here. But to continue with the blackface pumpkin allegations, we'll get into that as well. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
Oh, sorry, nobody. I keep screwing that one up.
Man, nobody's got power.
It's almost like nobody's here, or yeah. Nobody's not here, or
it's true.
Both. Or
the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
The captain is here.
Yes, indeed. And also, coming up here, I guess.
Where's Tennille?
In April.
I'll tell you about it later.
I want to make sure you know about the Liberty Con, which is happening in Washington, D.C. And no, that's not where the politicians con you out of your liberty. It's actually a convention.
Well, actually, Washington, D.C. is where they con
that's
you
true. Out of your But at Liberty Con, there will actually be apparently more than 70 pro-freedom organizations that will be there, and you can network with them for possible career advancement or business and internship opportunities. Of course, there's going to be speakers, including John Mackey, who you may know as the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder. He'll be speaking on what he calls conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in economics, will be speaking about alternative markets. Miriam Issa, who's a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views, she'll be speaking. Plus Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. And there's so much more than that. Go to libertycon.com to learn more about the event. Use code FTL. You'll save $10 on your registration there at libertycon.com. And yes, student travel scholarships are available and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. So we will look forward to seeing you there. As I understand it, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. So
nice.
You know, Mark and I were driving down to D.C. I hate going to D.C., but it should be a fun event. So I'm in
the District of Criminals.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Libertycon.com, code FTL for the $10 off. So, Captain, you were telling us that an attorney's or a law firm in New York somewhere decided they were going to go buy some black pumpkins. Now, it's not clear if they're plastic pumpkins or actual.
Yeah, it doesn't say in the article.
I mean, do pumpkins come in black? Is that a thing?
I saw pictures in one article, and it looked like they were orange pumpkins painted black.
Painted black, okay.
I wonder if they use, like, some food coloring or dye or something, like, at the end of their growth process to make them change color. I don't know. Genetic engineering.
So they bought these pumpkins.
It looked more like paint.
And they wanted to decorate their attorney's offices with these pumpkins. And in order to jack-o'-lanternize them without cutting into them, they just simply painted on the pumpkins with white, or not paint, but white chalk, yeah. Apparently was what they used.
I'm assuming school board chalk.
And somebody got mad about this. And so the law firm apologized, took them down. The NAACP got involved and commented that they believed that this was blackface. The NAACP comment was just bewildered as to how anyone could not realize that using chalk on a black pumpkin is akin to blackface and therefore will offend people. That's
the gist of it.
It's crazy, but let's go on. Is there more to the story?
There's a bit more, yeah. News 12 reported that Marzullo and her associate at the firm wondered why the decorations didn't raise eyebrows at Bed Bath & Beyond, where they were purchased. A representative for Bed Bath & Beyond told USA Today, the pumpkin in question, or pumpkins in question, were only available online. They've been removed from the store.
Oh, my God.
A similar black pumpkin is still available on the site and can be personalized with letters, but not faces, apparently.
Wow.
This is a sensitive area, though unintentional. We apologize for any offense caused, the representative said. We immediately removed the item for sale.
Unbelievable.
I guess that's about the end of it there.
I'm looking at pictures here. I don't know if this is an actual photo of what happened in New York, but there are a couple of pumpkins that look like real. They do appear to be real pumpkins, and they're painted black with some white you know, not lettering, but features. Like facial features.
Isn't that a Stone song? I see a pumpkin and I want to paint it black.
There is a song about that.
They don't use the word pumpkin.
No, they don't.
That's the parody artist in me manifesting on.
No, I can't remember what it is now. I see a what and I want it painted black.
A red door?
A red door. Yeah, I think you might be right there.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, I'm not convinced here that this is in any way, you know, resembling blackface at all.
I just feel like this is a bunch of people, whoever complained about it in the first place, you know, get a life. Yeah, like,
God.
And then everybody's reaction to it is just overreacting. Like, instead of telling that person, hey, you're overreacting a little bit, don't you
think?
Chill
out.
You know?
But here, like, have some candy. Go away.
You know, never let an opportunity go wasted to get yourself some press, I guess, right? You know what I mean? The law firm got some press.
The law firm did get press,
Bed Bath and Beyond got some press, right? And watch out for that Beyond section. It's a little crazy.
I mean, would it also be offensive if the pumpkin was yellow? You know, would that be offensive to Asians?
Right.
If you paint the pumpkin red, does that offend Indians, you know, Native Americans or whatever? It's just
insane. You could paint it white, but then it would probably offend everybody because,
well, that's,
you know,
all the colors,
it's white.
Right. All right, 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free line. I don't think it can get much more ridiculous, but it sure will. We don't know how.
I've seen this, like, in Halloween decorations, at least I think I do, like, for most of my life, where, like, yeah, they'll mix in some, you know, different colored, you know, pumpkins or whatever, you know, the little squashes and stuff like that for the Thanksgiving time, you know what I mean?
Or what do you call them, where you put the candy in the... You know, when you walk around with the cat.
Yeah, the trick-or-treat bucket.
Thank you. Yeah. Not getting the word for that.
I've seen those black with the white triangles, like, I don't know, like years ago.
It looks distinctive because it's not a orange color. You know, it's a black bucket. It stands out. It's different.
Yeah.
There's nothing offensive about it. It's actually attractive because it's different. But... welcome to the world that we live in.
Yeah.
In 2019.
I'm outraged about stuff that doesn't matter.
People just love to be outraged about things. The toll-free number, if you want to join the show, 855-450-FREE. What if you're watching your Netflix? Because a lot of people watch Netflix, right? This is a pretty big thing. I think they've got like 100 million subscribers. I don't know if that's
global. Do people
actually
watch it, or do you just invite people over for Netflix and chill and then have sex with them?
Yeah, I've heard that that's what happens with Netflix and chill, so I don't know. Somebody's probably watching Netflix at some point. I don't subscribe to it. I've got the old DVD Blu-ray version of Netflix. I do have Netflix, but I watch like one DVD or Blu-ray every 3 months. It just kind of sits there. They love customers like me because I don't actually use the service, but I still keep paying them.
No, I cancel mine.
I love BitTorrent. That's all I need.
For sure.
I did have to subscribe to Netflix to watch the Black Mirror Bandersnatch episode, which was the Choose Your Own Adventure episode. And if you haven't seen it, highly recommend.
Well,
Kick-Ass approves.
Get ready. If you're not watching it on Blu-ray, they're going to start, they possibly may be interrupting your programming with emergency alert system notices from the government. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. PG&E is shutting off the power to nearly 1 million customers across Northern California. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo says residents need to take extra precaution on the roads this evening.
We need everyone to approach intersections with caution. The signals are out. We want everyone to come to a four-way stop. We want everyone to obey all road closures and detours. Most importantly, avoid the driving at night if at all possible.
High winds are threatening power lines while the Kincade Fire in Sonoma County burns over 25,000 acres at 10% containment. The scheduled shutoffs are between 6 o'clock and 9 p.m. Pacific time, beginning tonight through midday on Monday. Police are investigating a deadly shooting at a Walmart in Waycross, Georgia. Authorities say a 19-year-old gunman opened fire inside the store early this morning before killing himself. There were no reports of any injuries. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop on into one of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight, you've got Ian here.
Nobody.
And Captain Kickass.
We are talking about something that is not going to be fun for a lot of people that use online video streaming services such as Netflix, or I guess Disney's coming out with one now called Disney Plus.
Right, CBS has got one. All Access is theirs.
There's a bunch of these things. Of course, Hulu. I mean, this is the new thing. People are cutting the cord. We've reported over the years here on Free Talk Live about how many people are just leaving the old cable subscription services. Because why would
cord cutters?
Yeah. Exactly. Why would you want to pay $100 a month for a bunch of channels you probably aren't interested in watching?
No, I'm an early cord cutter, over a decade.
Yeah.
I cut the cord in I guess 2005. When I left Florida.
I cut mine when I left my parents' house. I never had it as an adult living on my own.
I mean, to be fair, in order for me to have internet, I have to have a cord.
but that's right. all that I have. I just have internet.
Right.
When I want to watch a program, you know, from a television network or a streaming service, I go find it. I acquire the file online. I get it commercial free. I watch it whenever the heck I want to.
And they can't break into it, even if they try.
No, they can't.
Although sooner or later they'll try to do this to your computer. You know, require you to have an app that pops up whenever they want to send you an alert.
And isn't this how it starts, right? So somewhere where the government has no method of meddling or no, you know, supposed authority to meddle in anything, right? They step in one little thing and acquire just a little hint of control. And then before you know it, they're like, oh, well, we already have, you know, authority here to do this. Let's do some more stuff.
Yep.
Right?
And, and people accept it.
It's like there's an old Arab story or Middle Eastern story. I don't know if it comes from Arabs. I heard it from an Armenian, but you know, about the camel, a man sleeping in a tent, and he's got a camel sleeping out, who's sleeping outside the tent, and the camel says, "Oh, it's cold out here. Can't I just put my nose in the tent?" And the guy says, "Yeah, you can put your nose in the tent." And then the camel says, "Well, can't I just put my head in the tent?" "Okay, you can put your head in the tent." And of course, you can see where this is going. That by the end of the story, the camel's in the tent and the man's outside. The camel of government is taking up most of the tent these days.
It's okay. It'll
there
just be
isn't
the tip.
Much left.
Just the tip.
Left. Yeah. Just the tip, they say. And, I saw a great political cartoon today. It was this huge, like, cruise ship, you know, all adorned in American flags, just monster ship. And then there's a man down on a raft, labeled taxpayer, and it's just a starving man on a raft.
Yeah.
And the man in the big boat is saying, "Thank God we found you. We need a tow."
Where did you see that one? Was it like on Facebook or some kind of social media site?
Sorry. Maybe it's in the meme room in the Discord channel.
Yeah, it's I know where it is. I posted it to my I posted it today, so I will send a copy. There should be a place. There should be a Telegram group for libertarian memes.
There is one. It's called Discord. We've got a meme channel there.
Okay.
You ought to check it out.
So it's not a Telegram group. It's a Discord group.
No, it's Discord.
But, well, groovy. I like Discord. You can tip me on Discord.
Yes, you can over at discord.lrn.fm. Yeah, there's always stuff in that memes channel. By the way, it is a not safe for work memes channel. In fact, there you are, nobody. There's some nobody memes.
No, I've been memed.
People have been posting
there. I'm pretty sure you've been in that channel.
You mean talking in the channel
or
just or
posting?
You may be right. I'm half blind, and so a lot of times, and I don't use Discord a lot, the truth be told, and so a lot of times when I'm on Discord, I don't know where I am or what I'm doing.
Nice.
So, yeah, I may well be subscribed
like
to that channel.
That's me in regular life.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got some of that going on in life, too, but...
Yeah, we added a memes channel several months ago by popular demand. People wanted a place to put memes, and so now they have it.
Oh, groovy.
I've been doing this thing where I lurk on the Discord because I've got my self set to, like, you know, appear away or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever I post something, it literally comes out of nowhere. People, there he is. Captain Kickass is around.
I wish there was a self-hosted Discord.
Yeah, sadly there's not. I mean, maybe there's something that's trying to ape it that we don't know about. If there is, you know, let us know. We'd be happy to hear about it. Because Discord isn't perfect. It is a centrally managed service by a corporation. So.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, if it gets big enough, the government will come and ruin it.
Sure.
You know, and the only way around that is to have it distributed, because they can't sue. They can sue the one guy who owns all the servers. That's one lawsuit. But if everybody's hosting their own Discord for their own friends or their own polycentric system for their own friends, they can't sue everybody.
Yeah, it'd be sweet if Discord would open up their source code and let people install it on their own servers, but that's not happening yet. So here's a story from Gizmodo.com. Captain Kickass, you had brought this one in. I also thought this week got to talk about it, and that's about the streaming services. Netflix, Disney, Spotify may be required to issue emergency alerts from the U.S. government if U.S. lawmakers have their way. TV and radio stations operating in the United States are required by law to issue emergency warnings. And anybody that's ever listened or watched radio or television, you know how annoying these things are.
I don't understand.
Oh, they're loud. I've had them wake me up in the middle of the night.
Oh, they are, for sure. I don't understand how they can even, like, say they're going to try and do this, because at least the current, my current understanding is that because television and radio at some point were declared a public utility, right? That's why government is able to sort of have this, like, overriding control over it and issue these, you know, emergency messages, you know, write the laws that say, okay, you all have to do this because we regulate the air, right? But streaming services themselves can't be a utility, right? Like, maybe the cable that runs into your house can be a utility.
Why not? I mean, public money didn't build the TV stations, and public build the radio stations. They just stole that. See, there's two methods. All socialism says that that the people must own the means of production. Okay? And so, now, the first thing that, the first place that this goes wrong is what started out as the people inevitably becomes the government.
Mm.
Okay? Which claims to be the people.
But they're actually the elites.
But it's actually the elites, and it's an expression of the elites. And so, there's two means of ownership of the means of production. There's the fascist means, which is to leave it in supposedly private hands, maintain the oligarchy, but have but then have them required to basically do whatever the government says. So it's owned and controlled by the government.
That's what we
and
have
then
today.
More or less leased out to an oligarch.
Right.
Then you have the truly communist member method by which the oligarchs are actually government employees. But they're still oligarchs. They're still living lives of luxury while everybody
on
else is starving.
Everybody else.
So it's just two means of achieving the same end.
Which is total control.
And that is, it's been said that the way of infamy is to tell two lies and get people arguing over
which
one is
true.
And that
that's where
is
we are.
Pretty
that's
much the Democratic and Republican parties in a nutshell.
That sums it up. We're going to continue, though, because what are they proposing? And according to what I'm seeing here, this has already passed the Senate. It was introduced a couple of years ago, or a year or two ago. More coming up here in moments. Maybe there's a new version of it that's
first
of it. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Get ready. The politicians may be coming to a Netflix stream near you.
Oh, they probably are.
If they get their way, and they probably will. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
Also, I want to make sure that you know about Freedoms Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, and government overspending, as well as the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue with the story from Gizmodo, reporting that streaming services, which of course is the seems like the primary way these days that certainly people under the age of 60 are getting their entertainment. A lot of people are cutting the cord. They're getting away from cable television. I think some people are still going to the movie theaters. Those haven't quite died off quite yet. But
they're dying, though.
Yeah, slowly they are. They're getting desperate. They're not. I mean, they're still doing all right. The Marvel movies have been doing very, very well, for instance. So there's still something that the movie theater has that the average person can't recreate at home
easily. It's the experience.
Yeah, you can't get the big screen easily, although nowadays certainly larger screens are cheaper than they've ever been. You can go into Walmart and easily walk away with a 60-inch, you know, flat screen television for probably less than $500 these days.
Home theaters, just in general, are big business as far as like the hobby of it, right?
Yeah.
Somebody buys a house and they have, you know, a big spare room or a basement or something, and they turn it into a quote home theater, unquote.
And you'll never go back.
They get the theater seats, they get the surround sound installed,
right?
You know, recessed into the walls. It's
If you're a big theater fanatic, like if you're a movie fanatic, think about the money that you've spent on, you know, all those tickets. Probably that would make a pretty sweet home theater.
Oh, yeah.
If you could have saved it up and then did your own thing. And it's more affordable now than it's ever been.
And the thing is, if you're doing that, And you're getting your input from BitTorrent, and I stress that because to me the mainstream media, the theater system, HBO, and ABC, NBC, they're all part of the system of control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one of the things that we have to stop doing is giving our money to the system of control. You know,
but shouldn't you support things that you enjoy? I mean, if you like a movie series,
I'll tell
or
you what, things have changed. I can send a PayPal directly to the artists that I appreciate.
That's a fact.
You could, in theory, as long as those artists are willing to accept direct. If they're under a record label contract, they're not going to be able to accept that.
Well, they can if it's not quid pro quo. You're just sending a donation to help their cause,
from the perspective,
whatever their cause is.
From the perspective of a guy who, you know, spent some time in doing music and stuff like that.
You spent 20 years in metal bands.
Playing heavy metal bands in Seattle, Washington. And, you know, we put out CDs, MP3s, and all that stuff. But I can tell you for a fact, nobody pays for the music. What they pay for is the T-shirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bands nowadays have become glorified merch companies. They make the music, but the music is their loss leader, right?
To
bring them to the concert, right. To get them to buy their T-shirts, the stickers.
For the experience.
You know, whatever else they're selling, right? Some of these bands have, like, their own coffins and stuff like that,
sure.
Right? You know, so, like, you can
but
go
how does
as
that
far
translate to a Hollywood movie?
You asked the question about, like, you know, shouldn't you support a thing if you enjoy it? Well, I know from, you know, having supported bands that I like that the best way to support them is through merch.
Sure.
So the same thing goes for me with television and movies, right? If I like a movie or a television show, I bought a T-shirt from the TV show The Expanse that I was telling you guys about last week.
Yeah, sci-fi show. You like.
And so I, you know, I spent my money on that. That's something that they get, you know, a cut of. It's part of their merch, right? So I have supported them, even though I've never paid by watching commercials when it was broadcast.
And see, my thinking is if you buy the product at retail, okay, most of
you're talking about like a DVD or
yeah,
Blu-ray
if you
or
buy
something?
A DVD, if you buy your Netflix, if you buy cable TV, however you buy your media, 90% of it is going to go to a conglomerate. Not to the people who created it, to the people who own the lawyers to enforce the copyrights.
Mm.
Okay? To the people who are going to war with you to shut down BitTorrent. By the people who make their money through intellectual property, which is theft.
Yeah, I'm against intellectual property. Right.
And that's as a musician.
Yeah. As a musician.
And I appreciate that. As a computer programmer, people say, my money depends on, or, you know, when I was working professionally, people would say, my money depends on copyright. And I would say, no, my money doesn't depend on copyright because I write software for a company that pays me to write software because they want unique software that does exactly what they need. Nobody but them needs or has use for this software because this software is a description of a business model and nobody else in the world is using an identical business model.
Yeah. And name me another industry where like, you know, or another method prior to governments, like where folks would perpetually get paid for a thing that they did one time.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody should. That's just an absurdity.
And it also it stifles innovation, too, right?
Exactly, because, you know, you see these suits where it's like you get sued because you made a song and, like, three notes were the same as three notes from some other song some other idiot made. And it's like, well, I don't want to have to memorize the entire catalog of music of history
right.
in order
you?
To write write a song. And as we get more and more music, as more and more music is produced, the world will become more and more littered. It will become a minefield where nobody can successfully write anything
without
stepping on an intellectual mind.
And so therefore, there goes the creativity. There goes new creations.
And I highly recommend, there's a TED Talk. It's out there on YouTube, though if you can find it somewhere else, please do. It's called Copyright is Brain Damage.
Mm.
And basically, it likens the human race to a mind. Okay, to in where each human is a neuron, and culture is the mind or the thought of this collective brain. Copyright then would be brain damage to that networked brain,
because it's blocking
ideas.
Because
it's thoughts that you can't think.
Yeah.
It's thoughts that you can't share. Neurons you can't fire that way because somebody claimed ownership of that thought.
Not just that, but not just ownership, because you can claim ownership of anything you want.
Well, ownership is the right to exclude others.
Well,
and you have no right to exclude others from the truth.
Well, the only way you can deal with that in this is to bring the government gang in and have them use violence on your behalf to enforce your ownership. Otherwise, you're just claiming that you own that thing. You've got to have men with guns to do something about it. And that's what the government provides.
So, you know, and in my area, in software, without people say, well, without copyright, if everything was open source, then, you know,
it'd be great.
Who would pay you? And the answer is, if I'm writing an open source library to interface with Bitcoin, okay? So basically, this is something that you plug into your program, and it handles like any pays software plugin would be. Well, and you're a big corporation, and you want to integrate into this project. Who's the most logical consultant for you to hire
the
to integrate this into your stuff? The guy who wrote it, the guy who can change it at will, or the other contributors to the product who also have shown that they know and understand the library.
Sure, and you know, all you have to do is look at what already exists and get examples of open source software making money on support. Where you get the software for free, but hey, if you want to call somebody and ask them questions about it, you got to pay for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And with IP, the way it works out, no matter how...
IP is intellectual property.
Yeah, intellectual property. And especially software copyright and God forbid, software patent. That's awful. But... basically, it means that it takes the power away from the guy who has the best coders, and it gives it to the guy who's got the best lawyers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's how Microsoft got big. That's how these other companies got big. Not by having the best coders, by having the best lawyers.
Speaking of Microsoft, they just got a big deal with the U.S. federal government, right?
Yeah, they got the Jedi deal.
Millions and millions of dollars worth of, dozens? Of millions.
Everybody thought Amazon.
What do you think
be?
They sold them? Do you think they put some back doors in as a little bonus to make that come along? I wouldn't be surprised.
We got more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, more on the streaming service thing. We haven't even really gotten into what their plan is, what they want to accomplish with interrupting the stuff you're just trying to enjoy. You're trying to watch, enjoy the evening, and then there's the government all over your screen.
Acapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.